James and Anna.
Well, it's a delight to minister over you this evening. I have a sense that God has been just preparing the way for you for this evening. I just hear in the spirit that you have some mail. There's some things that God really want to download to the two of you. And I want to tell you what I saw, even as you were walking up here. I saw the Lord, one of those flash visions, I saw the Lord walking behind you. And what he was doing is he was laying down different instruments on the altar. They were all different hand instruments, but they were different. Some had cymbals, some had these weird different shapes. They were all different, but they were all instruments that you could use with your hands to make noise. When I saw that, I thought, Lord, that's interesting. And I hear the Lord saying that you're unique. He created you different. He put such a unique ministry in the two of you. That this unique anointing that the Father says, you don't have to try to be someone else. You don't have to try to form your ministry to look like someone else's. The Lord has designed you. He's put within you a variety of gifts to release the sound that he wants released through the two of you. There's a creativity over the two of you together. You two function and you balance each other off so well that together there's a creativity that really brings the Lord glory. And I see that you two are going to be launched together in ministry, and you're going to begin to encourage couples. I see you teaching. I see you equipping others. I see you sharing. There's a testimony. There's a testimony here. There's something that God has done in your lives that you're going to speak to others and say, let us tell you what God has done. This is going to be a ministry where you are going to speak of who God is and of the supernatural power and what God has done in your lives. So the Lord says that you're going to open your mouth and you're going to almost like disciple and share with others about the supernatural walk of the Holy Spirit. I see many are going to come underneath this tutelage, and they're going to be really blessed by what you have to share. So get comfortable, woman of God. Get comfortable talking. Get comfortable sharing. Get comfortable opening the door. Get comfortable being vulnerable, because God is going to really use the things that he's showing you to impart to others. And man of God, I hear the Lord saying to you that you're about to be launched in a new way yourself. You're about to start stepping into an area of ministry that maybe you felt uncomfortable with before in the past. But I see you praying. I see you laying hands on people and praying. I see you saying, let me pray for that. I see you approaching people in the marketplace saying, let me pray for that, because the Lord wants to activate in you a gift of healing. The Lord wants to activate in you a faith to see God move even in the marketplace. So this is a new beginning for you, man of God, where the Lord says, don't hesitate, but almost like you're being launched out. You're being apostolos. You're being sent. He is sending you. He's saying, I'm releasing in you a faith for healing. So go forth in faith and begin to draw on the gift that's on the inside of you. It's like I'm seeing you running to a well and you're coming back with buckets full, and you're refreshing people with it. So there's on the inside of you a well that God has deposited, and he's saying, I want you to use the gifts that I've placed on the inside of you. Now, I see that you two are going to come into a season where you're going to go away. You're going to go away for just, it's like a weekend thing or a week thing, I'm not sure. But as you go away, I believe it's a conference. God's going to open up a door for you to go. I believe it's in California. And as you go, the Lord's going to really send you, refresh you. He's going to download more to relaunch you in a fresh new way in this region. So what I want to say with all that is to say to you that God is going to, there's impartation that's going to come to you. There's impartation here in the house. There's impartation here in the region. But don't be surprised when there's a pulling in your spirit to go, to be a part of something that is going to release a fresh level of impartation for you to release the anointing here in this region. So get ready to do the things that God has done, that God has, get ready to share with others the things that God has done in your life. You are that instrument in the hands of the Lord. He has need of you this hour, and this hour he's saying, I'm going to cause you to make a sound that you have not made before. You're going to make a new sound together, and it's going to be a sound that's going to bring deliverance, healing, and encouragement to the body of Christ. So open up your mouths, open up your home, and the Lord says, many will come and be encouraged and blessed by what you have to share.
So let's just keep right on with the thing about your home. I saw, had a vision of you guys building a chicken coop right out back.
We would like to.
You would?
I want chicken.
Thus says the Lord.
Like fresh eggs.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. But do something about the rooster. If you got neighbors, do something about the rooster. Roosters in a neighborhood are... well, that's interesting. I had this vision of a chicken coop, and What I was thinking was, that I was just a prophet. What I was thinking was that God's going to have you begin to build a house for people that will, in your eyes, maybe in others, look small. But his people are going to begin to come and roost in the place that's safe. And what a chicken coop does is protection from the elements, but it's protection from the fox and the hawk, who will love your chickens. And that God says to build a chicken coop, and because people are going to come and roost in your home. And brother, I saw this so strong that there's a real father's call on you to begin to shape things for people. And what a father does is he takes what looks to be hazy, gray, undefined, and he begins to draw lines in it to make it clear for people. He says, this is good, this is bad. That's good, this is bad. Do this, don't do that. That'll hurt. That'll feel good. That'll bring you money, that'll lose you money. So a father begins to draw clear boundaries for people. And I see you doing this over and over and over for the rest of your life. You're going to be this, play this father's role for people. And he's put it in you. He's put it in you early, but it's there. It's not innate. There's an inborn by the Spirit understanding about how to father and how to bring life to people. You have an ability that's in your eye to see when people are walking in something that's going to bring pain and misfortune to them. And you see this and you say, he's going to break a leg. He's going to walk right in that hole over there. He's going to break his leg. You see this. Well, this is a father's gift, and God's called you to, that your home is to become like a roost for people. And they're going to come in and they're going to go. They're going to come in and go. Some are going to come in, try to eat your fruit or live in your roost, and they're going to be offended and leave. And so don't be afraid to offend people. Just don't. Okay? Just the way it is. It's the cost. It's the cost. It's the father cost. That's a blog right there. It's the father cost. But people are going to come back in repentance. When they find no life out there, they're going to come back. So there's just like a school you're going to be running. That's a father school, not just a teaching school. It's an impartation school, okay? And sister, I see bruises all over you, but it's an unusual way of God showing me healing. There's a call on you to pray for people who are sick and pray for people who are bruised inside in their heart, that God's going to bring healing through you. And at times, there's going to be a pathos in you, an ability to feel their pain and experience it like the bruise is yours. But this is just one of God's ways of releasing mercy and releasing healing. He's going to do that through you. But you don't have a mercy that's sweet. You got a mercy that wants to get at the sin and the root of things. And you remind me of my wife, Gloria, who has a spiritual gift of mercy, but it's like the mercy a dentist has when he's drilling. What's real mercy? That's real mercy. You know, because the dentist knows if you leave the cavity not drilled, the teeth are going to fall out and you get sick. So that's in you. And don't be afraid of that. But also don't be afraid to let your heart go out in that thing that happens. You feel that thing. Whether it's physical pain, or sometimes people are going to walk in your house, you're going to meet people, you're going to feel something in your body. And it's not going to be you getting sick, it's going to be God just going, they feel it right there. They feel it right there. You pray for them, because that's what they're feeling. So let that, don't be afraid of it, it won't eat you up. Alright? Alright, also you guys have children? One? Little one? He's not here. She is?
Back somewhere.
Okay. Well, all right, we can just leave her back. I don't want to scare her. Sometimes I'm afraid I scare children, but okay, great. So there's a word here about the family. All right, so you're a family unit. I detest that, but you're a unit. So you're not by yourself, and don't want to get, if she's the least bit afraid. Okay. All right. Don't scare children. In church, don't scare children. Okay. Name.
We call her Ellie.
You call her Ellie?
Eleanor Joy.
Okay, Eleanor Joy. Mm-hmm. All right, wonderful name. What does Eleanor mean? Somebody look that up real quick. Somebody look up Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R.
Yeah.
Let's look that up real quick. Okay. Just get the, I think there's a prophetic word here that she's already stamped with something straight from God. She's your child, but she's really God's child given to you. So her source is you, but it is not really you. It's, he knew, he called my name when I was still in my mother's womb. That's the word over her. And your days are written for me. The pages are already...
Shining light. It's an English baby name. And it means shining light.
Shining light. How cool. Father, we thank you for Eleanor, shining light. And God says that my daughter, you will surely be a shining light. And many people will see me through you. And I will send you into dark places where there is no light. And you will take my light and shine for many. I will put healing in your hands, healing in your feet, healing in your mind, healing in your mouth, healing in your eyes, healing in your ears. I will give you a skill for healing, for the restoration of minds and the restoration of bodies. And my daughter, I will provide for you every step of the way, for all education and for everything you need. I will clothe you, feed you, take care of you and train you and give you my courage, says the Lord. Okay, so out of the people that come to roost in your chicken coop, I think you're going to have to build a chicken coop right out of this. Got props out over you. Out of the people that come roost in your chicken coop, God's going to raise up many who will be prophets and apostles, pastors. Look, don't despise small beginnings. And at each one, look for the, I see people coming in, they got a little grain of the kingdom way down inside and nothing else. God says, don't look at the nothing else. Look at the little grain of the kingdom that'll be in each one. And that's what you focus on. And that will grow and outshadow everything else. Don't despair over anyone who comes to your door. Don't do it. No matter how much of a wreck they seem. They're going to wash up on your doorstep like flotsam out of a shipwreck. Okay. Well, I'm sitting here, I know there's more. Right now, I just don't have it. There's a whole other chapter. There are chapters yet to come. So this needs to be, as far as the prophets go, a continuing conversation with you. Okay? All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
And do something about that rooster. I've got one in my backyard. My neighbor behind me, yeah, he's got a rooster. Yeah. Well, at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., 7 p.m., this guy's crowing.
Father, we thank you for the gift that Jim and Anna are to your kingdom and to this house. And Father, we say yes and amen for those things that have been spoken over them. We thank you, Lord, for the multifaceted gifts of healing that we will see made manifest in all three of the Tillapahs. And Father, I pray that even now you would be preparing their home to receive all those that you're going to bring, Lord God. We agree, Lord, that their home will be a place of deep healing, restoration, and impartation. We stand with them, we bless them, and we thank you for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.